USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House says it will reimpose sanctions next week on Belarus following the forced diversion of a flight to the nation's capital in order to arrest an opposition journalist. The U.S. and European Union have called for the release of Roman Protasevich following his May 23rd arrest. They accused Belarus of hijacking the Ryanair flight Protasevich was on under the guise of responding to a bomb threat on the plane. A new strain of coronavirus has been identified in Vietnam. The country's health minister said Saturday the new strain is a hybrid of variants found in India and the U.K. Early lab tests suggest that the variant may be more transmissible than other strains of the virus. And the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says that employers can mandate that their employees get vaccinated against COVID. In a statement, the agency said that federal laws do not prevent an employer from requiring employees to get vaccinated before returning to the workplace, as long as they comply with the reasonable accommodation provisions of the Americans with Disabilities Act and other employment laws. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Earlier this week, the Department of Homeland Security formally banned the separating of families who illegally enter into the country. In a memo to agents, Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection Troy Miller officially ended the policy, with exceptions for national security issues. The move is being seen as an attempt by the Biden administration to reverse another Trump-era policy. But what will be the effect of the ban on the southern border? Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton believes things will only get worse. He tells Newsmax TV that banning family separations will only act as another incentive for human traffickers like the cartels.
This administration has created incentives for people to come here. They've created an incentive for the cartel to go recruit people because the cartel charges every person that comes across this border up to $8,000. Actually, the average is $8,000. Some are charged more. So they are creating an incentive for more people to come across the border. And this policy is no different. They'll just come with children now, and they'll be allowed to come in, and people will know the rules and how to get in.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Something that has been U.S. policy for over four decades is now in danger of disappearing. Mike Fortier explains.
President Biden's $6 trillion budget for 2022 does not include the Hyde Amendment. That's the policy first passed into law in 1976 that bans federal funding for most abortions. Kansas City Archbishop Joseph Nauman is chairman of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops Committee on Pro-Life Activities. He says this is part of a shift starting with the Affordable Care Act to redefine abortion as health care.
Once you define it as health care, they're no longer, if people are paying attention, they're not talking about choice anymore. They're talking about imposing abortion on everyone. Everyone has to cooperate. But it's not health care. Health care doesn't destroy life.
Nauman telling Currents News this week repealing the Hyde Amendment will lead to more abortions, especially among minorities. Planned Parenthood says it will remove the government from the personal health care decisions of people with low incomes. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And Grammy-winning singer B.J. Thomas has died. Thomas hit the charts with songs like Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, Hooked on a Feeling, and I Just Can't Help Believing, and sold millions of records in his career. He was nominated for a Best Male Pop Vocal Performance Grammy in 1970 for Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, but it would be his later work in gospel music that would win him his five Grammys between 1977 and 1981. In March, Thomas announced he was undergoing treatment for stage 4 lung cancer. He passed away Saturday at his Arlington, Texas home. B.J. Thomas was 78. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.